I'm talking with Chelsea Jones of Montezuma Community Economic Development Association. Chelsea, thanks for joining us. What do you mean when you say broadband is like a fourth utility?
Thanks for having me. Well, I would say broadband is becoming essential in our daily lives. Like, we require it just like we do electricity, water, plumbing. So when I say it should be the fourth utility, that's exactly what I mean. Let's have it be the fourth utility in a way that is affordable and accessible at our homes, in a way that we just expect for daily living, for business, for commerce, for way of life.
A lot of people seem to think that opting out of SB 152 would be like a sales tax increase. Why do you think they believe that?
Unfortunately, I think that is what has been put out there, because this talk of a sales tax to build out fiber to the home infrastructure in the county happened this summer and was put out in the media in very large, conversations. What has happened, though, is that has been retracted. It has been put on hold in order to have much better planning and information. So at this moment, there is not a sales tax on the board whatsoever. So SB 152 has nothing to do with a sales tax, but people associate that because of the conversations that were happening early on about doing a sales tax to build it out.
It seems like you're saying that the Montezuma County Commissioners might have jumped the gun a little bit when they came out with talking about a sales tax before even talking about the opt-out.
Well, I would say other communities have opted out at such high percentage that it was just assumed that would happen.
Okay.
So it's more of the fact that, yes, the gun was put out there on this tax issue early on, and people are now confused on SB 152 because of that tax issue. But it's more the case that it was assumed that it would already happen, and the tax issue now has confused the general public on it. And so we actually have pushback on this. And I've never seen pushback on this Senate Bill 152 in anywhere in Colorado, because nobody else had this question of the tax come out beforehand.
Sure. But some people would wonder that if a local governmental authority has gone forward with something a little too fast, what does that say about the future?
Oh, great question. I would say that SB 152 as a whole has nothing to do with the government taking over anything. All it has to do is, let's figure out how we use some of the fiber lines that are already in the ground, whether we do it as a community, a co-op, a question, you know, public, private. I don't know how it's going to hash out, but the reality is we've got to fix our infrastructure if we're going to have jobs and businesses and jobs for my kids to stay here. I mean, there's no way, when they say that in the next 10 years, 40% of the jobs can be remote, that my kids can do that without having an infrastructure to back that.
Totally. But it sounds like you're also saying that the government needs to be involved somehow.
I wish that was not the case, to be perfectly honest. That's just my opinion. That's not saying for anyone else. But I think this project is so big and so expensive that there's no way to figure it out without having some kind of public-private or some kind of opportunity that's like that. Because all the other communities I have researched that are doing this right now, that are deploying fiber in the grounds and to the homes, are doing it in a joint community effort-wise, whether they're rich communities and just building it themselves, or they are figuring out a co-op, or they're having it utility-led. There's a lot of different models, but the reality is that communities that are doing it have to do it united.
Is there a broader question, though, about the role of government in this? Because that's exactly what the bill is asking.
I would say the question on government in this is more along the lines of, what are we saying broadband is? It has to be defined more so before we define government in this. Because in my opinion, broadband is just like a road. I need to use it just like I do driving. And I would like that paved, because that is going to make my business, that's going to make my livelihood, that's going to make everything run more smoothly. And so when you're talking about, yes, government stepping into this, the challenge I have with that question is that there is no real telecommunication providers out there that haven't been subsidized already by federal government funds in some way or another. I mean, the company that put this bill in the first place has $147 million from the federal government. They were said they were going to deploy broadband in rural areas. And what happened? We got one tower. We have a barely tiny little funnel that's actually working. So I don't think that is adequate and a good use of funds. So the question to me is not as much about government as it is about who is helping a community and how are they appropriately spending the money that is in place for this. Because broadband as a whole already has this mixed line of public-private happening everywhere. There's no way you can have a connected infrastructure across the country without having different people involved in it.
What will happen if voters don't opt out of this bill?
Well, I would say as a whole for Montezuma County, it would be kind of embarrassing because 60 communities in Colorado have opted out at over 80% because they understand it's not about a tax. It's just about helping our small communities figure out how we're going to do this, whether it's public, private, whether it's, you know, different ways. So to the point of if Montezuma County doesn't opt out, then it would really put us behind on figuring out how we fix broadband infrastructure in any way, shape, or form for anybody, you know, private, public, to come together to do it. And I think the other challenge is you're going to see that, you know, Cortez is already grandfathered out. Mancos has opted out at 86% this spring when they saw it. You know, we're asking for the Montezuma County and the town of Dolores. If this doesn't happen, they don't get opted out, then the problem is going to happen where we need an infrastructure that's connected everywhere. Can't be, because a lot of it is in unincorporated county.
Chelsea Jones with Montezuma Community Economic Development Association. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.